to live life fully.
Of a feather, you and me, we change the weather. Yeah, I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain, and baby you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go. For you,
yeah.
Don't complicate it,
yeah.
'Cause I know you and you know everything about me. I can't remember all of the nights I don't remember when you're around me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain.
I'm a sucker for you.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
This is Lexi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
What can I do to make your night all the better?
So I've actually been in a relationship for about 8 years, and we've kind of had a hardship the past year, and just would like to have a song picked out for us.
8 years dating, but not committed yet?
Not yet. We ended up proposing, and that's kind of where we're at. We're a little stagnant right now just because about 5 years ago, so about 3 years into our relationship, we had a kid getting welcomed right at our door. So,
you had a kid welcomed at your door, or you had a kid?
So I actually have guardianship over my little sister.
And you're young, so you had to step up to the plate quickly.
Very much. I was 19 and she was 5, so.
Wow. So at 19, you became instant mom. Have you adopted her?
I have not. Both parents are still in the picture, so it's a battle within that.
Wow. I'm proud of you. I don't know many 19-year-olds that would rise to that occasion and say, sure, sure, I'll become an instant mom at 19 to a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
I have a biological daughter that has 2 children, and her brother-in-law lost his mom, and so in her early 20s, she became parent to a teenager. But she's doing a fabulous job.
I couldn't ask for anything different. It's been a blessing in disguise, so.
And does your partner step up and help you?
Very much. We actually bought a house and kind of changed the whole entire world of the aspect for the child. So
one day, not today, certainly not for a while, but one day she will realize what a lifesaver and a life changer you are. And I know that's not why you did it. I know you didn't do it for accolades or for pats on the back. I know you did it for love, but I want you to know I'm really proud of you.
I really appreciate that.
I will play a song for your whole family.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning.
Take each other's hand, 'cause we seem to understand the urgency. the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I hope.
Ordinary Angels is a movie I am so excited to tell you about. My family saw it together. We got an early screening, and let me tell you, we loved it. Tonight, it's our Delilah Dilemma sponsor. The film stars Alan Ritson and Hilary Swank. Swank states, quote, "She was drawn to this beautiful true story because it's such a powerful reminder that angels reside everywhere among us." This beautiful film is in theaters on February 23rd. It's the perfect film for the entire family. For more information, visit ordinaryangels.movie or visit Delilah.com to see the trailer and find the link. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Angela, who says, "I knew when I fell in love with and married a soldier 13 years ago that our life together wouldn't be easy. I knew the Army would always come first, and I accepted that. Through the years, though, we've endured many moves, deployments, long work nights, difficulties of combining families, putting my career on hold, etc., but we always have gotten through it together. However, the last deployment was especially difficult. After a year of being overseas, my husband returned and I could tell something was very different. It was later revealed he had had an affair. My world came to a complete stop. I was heartbroken. I was hurt and angry. I was embarrassed and depressed. However, we went to counseling. We prayed together. We cried together. And I eventually forgave him. And we've since moved on with our lives together. This was almost 3 years ago. And our love has grown stronger than ever. He will be deploying again overseas in a few months. And I can't shake an overwhelming feeling of dread. I'm so scared. I feel those feelings of hurt, anger, and betrayal flooding back with the thought of this deployment. Please help me to ease my heart and find the strength to trust in us again." From Angela. Angela, I will have my words for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST.
One common misconception about any type of relationship is that it has to be easy to be right. The truth is, the best relationships happen when both people put in the time, love, and commitment to make them great. That might look like scheduling regular calls to keep up with a long-distance friend, improving communication with a partner, adapting to a colleague's working style, or reconciling a difference in values with a parent. But working on your relationships isn't easy, and sometimes you need a little support to navigate the most difficult and challenging parts, and that's where therapy can help. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime for no charge. There are so many different relationships in your life. Give them all some love with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tool for 10% off your first month.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's BABBEL.com.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the Hustle Up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
I only got one. freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me feel brand new. You're more than a sunshine in my eyes. La da la da da la da la. La da 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 da.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Angela, whose husband betrayed her 3 years ago. She has forgiven him. They've moved on. You say our love is stronger than ever, but now it's going to be put to the test. How do you shake this feeling of dread? You don't. You walk through it. The same way you walked through the discovery of the affair and the working through it and the praying through it and the crying through it, the same way you're going to walk through this fire, honey. You are going to walk through it by talking with your husband. You're going to walk through it by praying with your husband. And be honest with your husband. Tell him, this is really hard for me. I have these overwhelming feelings of dread that I can't shake. And I want to trust you. And I want to move forward. And I am going to move forward through this. But I just need a little reassurance and a lot of prayer. And if he is truly repented and is truly sorry and wants to save your marriage, he'll understand that completely. If you're not blaming and being hurtful and mean and accusatory, but just saying, please help me through this, you guys will get through it. But you won't know how strong your marriage is or how real your love is until you go through this test of fire. You really won't. I am going to pray for you. I'm going to pray he's not gone long. And I'm just going to pray that God will give you peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, that you will have that peace in your heart and your mind. Good luck.
Tenderness in your love, you. packed my bags and